Chris Appleton here with the Reach Podcast, and glad you decided to listen. I know it's been a couple weeks since I put out an episode. I didn't really want to put something out unless I had something to say. So today we are going to have a good show. We are gearing up and getting ready for our conference that's going to be from Monday through Thursday of next week. I have a week off of work, and my wife has a week off of work, and we are going to have a great time reconnecting with God, reconnecting with one another in a fresh way, in an intentional way. And we're just very excited about what God is going to do and what God is going to say at the 2020 God's Vision Conference. Are you ready? And it's going to be fantastic. We are definitely excited about it and ready to hear from God. The kids are going to be out of school. The whole nine. We're just locking in and plugging in for this whole week. If you are in the Southern California area and want to join, it is absolutely free. There are morning sessions that begin around 9:30, and there are nights every Monday through Thursday. Every night of the conference will be at 7 p.m. It'll be at the Ontario Convention Center in Ontario, California. And if you're anywhere in the area, you do not want to miss this conference. It's going to be amazing. And we recommend join us. If you're hearing this podcast, that means you. You're invited. Come on out and, you know, be a part of what God is doing and what God is saying for the year 2020. And this is Living Word Conference. Our host, pastor, and founder of Living Word is Pastor Ruben Reyna, and his wonderful, beautiful wife, Pastor Stella Reyna. They are the host pastors for this conference. And they have a powerful vision to impart. It's going to be end times. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? And making sure that we're ready. And not only that, but that we're pushing to make sure that our neighbors are ready and that our friends and families are ready, and that we're reaching out to them with the power of the gospel to impact lives and make sure they're ready for the coming of the Lord. And it's going to be a beautiful time, and you don't want to miss out on it. God is going to speak in a powerful way, and we're excited about it. God's Vision 2020. Now, I have some great things planned for the rest of this year as far as with the podcast. We're going to do some awesome interviews. Next week, I will be interviewing a guy who is a science expert. This guy is a genius when it comes to, he knows everything about science and how it, and I'm not going to say everything about science, but this guy is sharp, and it's going to be a very interesting interview. We're going to do that next week. And he knows like space and creation and how the science of everything adds up and works together. And, you know, we'll see where the conversation goes with that. But that's going to be a very interesting episode. We were supposed to do it this week. There was time confliction, but when we get back, you know, from conference, we'll be doing that. And that'll be fantastic. During the conference week, I want to see if I can put out a couple shows during the, see if I can interview a couple of the pastors, you know, different things, see what happens with that. You know, if not, you know, it's fine, but I'd like to, you know, do a couple episodes from the conference itself and see what we can do with that. That should be a lot of fun. And, you know, just see what the Lord wants to do. And it's going to be an amazing time. We have pastors that are coming from all over the world. We have pastors from the Philippines. We have pastors from everywhere, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So if you're anywhere in Southern California, Ontario Convention Center is where you want to be next week. Free sessions. Come on out. And let's go ahead and move to the next section of the next portion of the podcast here. So last night, my wife and I and Ryan and Jatam and Daniel and Isamar, we all went on a Valentine's date, and it was really fun. Actually, we did an escape room, and it was pretty funny. You know, first of all, we get there, we don't really know what to expect, and it's in this like corporate plaza. But when we parked, I mean, we parked way in the back. There was no one outside, and you know, we had never done an escape room or anything like that. And everybody's kind of like, you know, someone said, "Did you tell someone our location so they know where we're at?" And I'm just like, "We're gonna be fine, guys. This is you know," it was funny. And then so we go in, and there's a church having service there, and it was like, I think a Korean church or something, and they were having service. So I think seeing people doing something normal put everybody at ease. And then we go in, and you know, it's called Cabin in the Woods. So in the escape room, I guess essentially we were locked in this room, and we had to figure our way out before this couple gets back to the cabin. And it was pretty fun. We had a good time, actually. You have to piece together the clues, and you know, one thing leads to one thing, and another leads to another. And if I'll say this, if it was just me, Ryan, and Daniel in that escape room, we'd still be in there. Our wives were the ones that pretty much I thought I was gonna have, you know, and I got in there and I just couldn't. I was on the low end of the totem pole here. Rosa was like team captain. She was, I've never seen the, she was an FBI investigator in there. She was putting all the clues together, her and Isamar and Jatam. I mean, if it was me, Ryan, and Daniel, we'd have never got nothing done. Oh man, it was funny. So, you know, the girls actually did it. We had 20 seconds left on the clock. We figured out the last clue. We had to get hints. You had the ability to get unlimited hints on this phone. That you call in and they give you a hint about something. They don't tell you what to do. They just kind of give you a hint. And we had 20 seconds left. We put the code in the door. We go in, and there was a completely next room. And we thought we had made it out, but we actually didn't. It was like a whole nother room that we had to figure out. But she said, the lady, the host, was gracious. She said that there was, you know, we were pretty much done. The hard part of it was done. The other part was only about 5 minutes. And that we actually didn't ask for as many clues as people normally do, is what she said. We tried. I mean, we went 25 minutes without asking for a clue. And I think we did okay for our first time. We would definitely want to go again, but that escape room was hilarious. Oh my goodness. We were having a good time. No one got in an argument or anything. Everybody stayed in good spirits. We had a good time with it. And, you know, actually Daniel came up with a one that was really good, figuring out this word on this code part of it with that I didn't, you know, everybody did good. I don't think I helped at all. I just kind of stood there. But everybody did a great job, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So we definitely got to do that again. And if you've never tried an escape room, try it. That we did one on, with Groupon, and it was fun, and it wasn't that expensive at all. It was, you know, a great time, and it was a blessing. So we had a good time with the escape room, Cabin in the Woods. So now it's my moments with Alexa, and we're going to see if she has anything interesting to say today. Good morning, Alexa. Alexa, good morning.
Good morning. Susan B. Anthony was born 200 years ago today. She was instrumental in helping women in the U.S. win their right to vote. Though that achievement came after her lifetime, she was confident it would happen. Famously saying, failure is impossible.
Failure is impossible. Alexa, share an interesting fact.
This might answer your question. In financial markets, a share is a unit used as mutual funds, limited partnerships, and real estate investment trusts. The owner of shares in the company is a shareholder of the corporation. A share is an indivisible unit of capital, expressing the ownership relationship between the company and the shareholder.
Okay, that's interesting. I guess those two pieces of information kind of thread together because there's a Susan B. Anthony dollar that you could take and invest. It's a coin worth a dollar, I guess. Alexa, share an interesting fact.
This might answer your question. In financial markets, a share is a unit used as mutual fund.
You already said that.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Alexa, share something.
I'm not sure.
Alexa, tell me something funny.
What's the best part about llamas doing improv? The spit takes.
Oh my goodness. Oh no. No, you didn't. Alexa, tell a funny joke.
What do you call the pilot of the Millennial Falcon? Hans Yolo.
No. The Millennial Falcon. Hans Yolo. Oh no. Alexa, where do you get your jokes from?
I get all my jokes from Ha Ha Holler, if you've heard this one before.
Ha Ha Ha. All right. Alexa, teach me something.
What would you like to learn about today? My top pick for you is Amazon Storytime. Would you like to try it, or pick a skill category?
How long is the story?
Stories. Here are a few popular ones. First, how about Bamboo Books? It's rated 5.0 stars by 14 people.
No, it's fine.
Sorry, I didn't get that. First,
Alexa, Bamboo Book. Cancel. She's out of her mind. I don't know what's wrong with Alexa these days, but I mean, we're moving on. We're moving on to the next segment. She's driving me nuts. I'm just kidding. No, we're gonna move on to the next portion here. And all right, thank you, Alexa. So So now we'll be doing our devotional, and we are continuing with the Fruit of the Spirit devotional. And this week we are going to go into the next part of it. You can follow along in these devotionals with me on your Bible app, YouVersion Bible app. It has awesome devotionals, things like that. This one is on the fruit of the Spirit, and it says, love, joy, and peace. Life with God is not immunity from difficulties, but peace in difficulties. That's a quote by C.S. Lewis. We'll be diving into the nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit over the next few sessions of this plan. Today, let's focus on love, joy, and peace. Love is the selfless, giving, devoted love of God and others. It's an active display and compels us to put others' needs above our own. Love honors others and celebrates truth no matter how difficult it is to hear it. It gives of self even when it doesn't feel like it. Love doesn't allow feelings to dictate its choices. Love is hopeful, persevering, and trusting. Loving people keep hatred, apathy, and self-preservation far from them. Joy is a deep and enduring state of our soul that no circumstance, event, or human can steal away from us. It's delighting in God and choosing to rejoice in all things because our circumstances don't rule us. Our mood swings are non-existent. This doesn't mean we're always in a good mood, but we can remain in an unexplainable place of contentment. Joyful people don't allow misery, sorrow, or sadness, or despair to rule their thoughts or guide their actions. Peace is a deep well of confidence that God is who He is, and that we will do what He says, that He will do what He says He will do. Peace comes from resting in the promises of God. It's choosing to work with others for a common goal instead of insisting on our own way. Peace is often unexplainable and incomprehensible, but we know that when we have it and know it, but we know when we have it and we know when we don't. Peaceful people don't go to war with their actions or words, for they know that brings no relief to any situation. Reflect. Does anything about the descriptions of love, joy, or peace encourage or challenge you? Romans 8:6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Short devotional, but it's powerful to think that we can have love, joy, and peace. I believe the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is love. And that love, out of the love of God, in and through our lives, the other aspects of that fruit are the manifestations of love. If we're not walking in love, we're not going to have joy, we're not going to have peace, we're not going to have patience, but it's the love of God in and through our lives that manifests the other aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says that the fruit, singular, of the Spirit, singular, is singular love. It doesn't say the fruits, plural, of the Spirit are love, joy. It says singular that the fruit of the Spirit is love. And all of those other aspects of the orange, the orange is the love of God, and the other slices are what comes with it. Come on, somebody. So be loved today. Be encouraging. The world has already been judged. The world has already been hated on. They've already been beat up. When they have someone who loves them and encourages them and builds them up, and it's out of a true love for God and for people, that's what makes the difference. Your doctrine's not going to make a difference. Your belief system, all of that stuff, man, everybody has heard preachers, they've heard this, they've heard that, but if your church knows how to love, that's what's going to make the difference. For my next segment, I want to share an article that I read that was very interesting, and I just want to go over it. It's on churchleaders.com, and it is 20 life advice and leadership lessons from Kobe Bryant. And in honor of Kobe Bryant, these are 20 life advice and leadership lessons from Kobe. Of course, you know, on Sunday, January 26th, legendary Los Angeles Lakers superstar Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna and seven others were tragically killed when a helicopter he was traveling in crashed amid foggy conditions just above Calabasas, California. My deepest prayers go out to his wife, his family. I remember I was sitting in church and Pastor Mo, you know, he's the one who let me know. We were all in church. I had no idea. And I was just completely shocked. I could not believe what had happened. And Kobe he's one of everyone's favorite competitors of all time. His work ethic, drive, attention to detail, focus are legendary, basically unequaled. The way he is may never be seen again. There's a YouTube video series called The Mind of Kobe Bryant. Leaders could watch this and learn important lessons from Kobe. And one of the favorite episodes is shown above. The Mind of Kobe Bryant. I'll have a link in the description of this podcast where you guys can watch the YouTube video. And it's called The Mind of Kobe Bryant Life Advice. And the following are just a short list of his many accomplishments. Some of you may have already know this. He's a five-time NBA champion. He's 1997 slam dunk champion. Youngest all-star starter in NBA history. He was 18 years old, 158 days in the league. Part of the NBA's last three-peat. 2000 to 2002 with the Lakers. One of six players to average 35 points per game in a season. That was the 2005-2006 season. 2006 and 2007 NBA scoring champion. 2007 NBA MVP. 60 points in his final game. In his final game, he had 60 points. That's an NBA record. 18-time NBA All-Star and 2-time Olympic gold medalist. This dude was doing it. Now, as we reflect on his leadership, the following are quotes from the video that I'll have a link in the description, which demonstrate the type of competitor that he was. So here are 20 powerful lessons from Kobe Bryant. One, it's not about endorsements. It's not about fame. You want your peers to respect you and appreciate what you do as a basketball player and as a man. Number two, you go to college to get a job. Number three, the struggle is always what is available to you now. The struggle is always what is available to you now, as opposed to what's the right thing to do for years to come. The easiest thing we can do is what is right now. Number four, dance beautifully in the box you are comfortable dancing in. Everybody's box is different. It's your job to perfect it and make it as beautiful a canvas as you can make it. If you have done that, you have lived a successful life and lived with a Mamba mentality. Whether you score zero or you score 60, we're going to love you no matter what. Kobe's father, Joe, said that. To which Kobe responded with the next quote. That's the most important thing you can say to a child. That gave me all the confidence in the world to fail. From there, I just went to work. Number seven, enjoy the moment. That's really the most important thing, to enjoy the moment. Wow. Number eight, everything I've been holding as significant, the championships, the endorsements, maybe that's not the most important thing. Wow. Number nine, it's a man's job to protect his family. It's the man's job to always be the anchor of stability for the family. In that aspect, I failed miserably. Number 10, dreams, they should be pure. The more we mature, the more responsible our dreams become, and the more governors we put on ourselves to dream. Number 11, protecting your dreams, protecting your imagination. The more you do that, the more the world seems limitless. I always practiced with a ball. That was number 11. Protecting your dreams, protecting your imagination. The more you do that, the more the world seems limitless. Number 12. I always practiced with a ball. I loved shooting too much. Number 13, the true challenge is finding what comes next after basketball and what you love to do. Every bit as much as with as much passion. Let me read that again. The true challenge is finding what comes next after basketball, and what you love to do, every bit as much and with as much passion. As athletes, we've been pigeonholed into thinking we can only be one thing. That was number 14. As athletes, we've been pigeonholed into thinking we can only be one thing. Number 15, I will never come back to the game. Ever. I'm here to show people we can do much more than that. verse six, number 16. I started thinking about it. What's next after basketball? At age 20 or 21, understanding basketball is not going to be there forever. The hardest part is figuring out what the passion's going to be. I thought it was important to start at an early age so you could try different things. That's interesting. Number 17, I was all about the game. The game completely consumed me. That was my focus 100% of the time. Number 18, when I started playing the game, everything was about trying to be the best. You get older and you start to learn. It's about the next generation. These championships do come and go. The most important thing you can do is pay everything you've learned forward to the next generation to come. That's how you create something to last forever. Number 19, where did the time go? It's perplexing. And finally, number 20, if you go out on the court and you're executing things you've done 1,000 times before and you have that dream, then that becomes possible. The number 19 lesson from Kobe is so valid right now. Where did the time go? It is perplexing. Kobe, thanks for the memories. Once again, our prayers are with your wife and family. Alexa, play Let Go by Molly Music.
Let Go by Molly Music from Spotify.
Man, yeah, about to end it. Man, yeah, about to bend it. Man, yeah, got me spinning. Man, yeah, got me spinning. Oh, let it go, let it go. Man, yeah, I'm addicted. First time went by and by. And you later, boy, still flicky. Orlando Magic got me shacked up. Quarter gallon got me backed up. Trap music got me masked up. And on the gas, boy, still hitting. And these women be attractive. 40 million be attractive. Apostle Paul got me seeing clear when the water little, boy, still dipping. Oh, this my opening, release that dopamine, let down that rope for me, the Christ that hope for me, King has spoke to me, yeah, you're showing me, all I believe in is tonight, let this just a force of a habit, it's right in my face so I grab it, it's right in my way as a path, right in the bar so I glass it, it's a classic attack like an addict, all of the time gotta have it, it's right in my way as a path, right in the bar so I glass it, it's a classic attack, I'm an acid. Right in my way, gotta pass it. It's right in my way as a path. Right in the bar, so I glass it. It's a classic, it's time like it had it. All of the time, gotta have it. It's right in my way as a pass. The right for the officer to cast it on the shoulders of my Lord. Ooh. Right in my way as a path. Right in the altar to cast it on the shoulders of my Lord.
Oh, it's just a lack of my passion. All of these years I've been asking for the fire Elijah brought Adam. 400 prophets in casket. All of my bread in the basket. All of my family acting. All of my enemies reacting. All of my faith work in action. And right now I'm laying this backwards. How much money does it take to fix these breaks? These rage stakes over canyons and the earthquake. His first words done turn into his first date. This next check gon' feel me like my first plate. My first love been on deck and it can't wait. Gotta let it go, I've been holding baby my curve straight. And I'm an addict to the vision. Clean living I've been missing. Pulled left from the mission. Man, yeah, about to end it. Big knife out the kitchen, cut it.
Man, yeah, about to end it. Man, yeah, about to bend it. Man, yeah, got me spinning. Man, yeah, got me spinning. Oh, let it go, let it go.
This is Molly Music. You never heard of it? And dude is fire. He plays instruments, piano. I mean, he's just an awesome musician, singer, and a positive, powerful message. I like how he says it. He's addicted to vision. Vision's got me an addict. And, you know, just an awesome song. This is his newest song just released on Friday. on Spotify, but he's got some awesome albums that he's released before, and definitely worth checking out Mally Music on Spotify, because the dude is fire. And you know, something new, something different to listen to if you've never heard it before, but it's a real smooth sound. And dude can sing, man. Dude can straight up sing.